Another episode of the Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm your host, Jeff Malice Etienne.
With Nikki Bones in the house.
Nikki, what'd you do?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'd be better had you hit me up on my birthday and told me happy birthday, but you didn't.
I didn't. I didn't because...
There we go.
I really did forget that the next day... That whole week was crazy for me. I really did forget because I was out doing deliveries and all this stuff with the Valentine baskets that I kind of lost track of what the next day was.
After I had said to you, you know, next week is Valentine's Day and it's my birthday.
I know.
You know what, though? Lately, I don't know.
Excuse me? I get a pass.
Lately? No, you do not.
Yeah, I get a pass. Do you even know when my birthday is?
Listen, it's in my phone. It's in my phone. But didn't I tell you happy birthday? On your birthday?
I honestly don't remember. It was a year ago.
Yeah, I did. Trust me, I did. You know what I mean? If you go and look, if you go on Facebook and then...
I wasn't on Facebook that day. That whole day, I didn't get on Facebook once.
But if you look in the messenger, but you got it because you responded back to me. I remember this clearly.
Because you messaged me and was like directly, but you know what day it was?
I didn't forget. The only pass you get is I know you said, you know, your daughter had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, I had to take her to the ER that morning, the day after. Everything just got kind of, you know, blurred.
Well, you know what? I'm glad she's all right. You know what I mean? Miss Roar, yo, she here with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But she in the...
But, you know, we're going to keep...
She in the background doing her own thing. She's so damn cute. Right?
She is.
Right?
She's going to agree because she's going to be shy.
She's tall for her age, too. She looks like she'll beat dudes up. And not just dudes, though.
I mean, I hope she ain't beating anybody.
She's nice, though. You know what I mean? She's nice. She's a little sweetheart. I mean, she's quiet. She keeps to herself. I mean, she's a basketball player. Okay, then. So let's get right into it. I sent you a video to watch. And yes. You said that, you know, you didn't fully...
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did see it on Instagram.
It's a huge topic. It's gone viral. Mm-hmm. So it's this transgender over at KIPP Academy. You know what I mean? Transgender over at KIPP Academy.
And where's KIPP Academy located?
Lynn.
In Lynn.
Lynn. Okay,
so this is in the city of Sin.
Yep. Okay. I've been there.
Where all the bad people live, they say. Right?
you never come out the way you went in, which
you
I'm
don't
like,
go out the same way you came, man.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I've been in Lynn so many times. I ref there all the time.
Yeah, but
I'm fine.
You changed.
You know what I'm saying?
You did change.
I changed.
You changed.
From being in Lynn?
From being not the same Jeff.
Yeah, for for good, in a good way.
Yeah.
You know? It wasn't Lynn that did it. It was self-reflection. And so this transgender plays on girl sports team. I remember reffing this particular
person. Hold on. Let's backtrack. Okay. This is a man. He was born a man, and he changed into a woman, and he plays on women's.
So what I had asked, and I could be wrong, but I asked, and it was a female changed into a male.
But when do they allow the male? When do they allow guys particularly anyway on an all-female basketball team?
If you're a transgender, it's a whole...
So that means he must have been a man transed into a female.
Okay, so I hear that. If that's the case, like I said, I've seen this person.
Okay.
I don't know whether to say him or her.
I've seen them
at volleyball, because I read volleyball.
Okay.
And
so you've seen them at
and
volleyball.
This person plays on the girls' volleyball team.
Okay, so how structured is this female trans?
6'1".
Okay, so they're tall.
Deep voice.
Okay.
Beard. Mustache.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Is there a clip of what this person looks like? And does it look like they are a woman or a man?
Looks like, no, a man. Like,
so why is a man on a woman's team?
Which is a,
even if they were a woman once.
Which is the biggest controversy.
Changed into a man now.
That's a huge controversy. So now, you said you didn't watch this. So now I'm going
to. Well, yeah, because I didn't get to see the whole thing. Okay, so this is somebody else's show, and they're talking about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Get damn giant out there.
Okay.
He grabs the rebound. And the girl's got it, too. He's like, get off me, bitch!
This ain't us. This is Hodge Twins.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
You know, like she's hurt on her back. Because I guess when they ripped, wait till they show.
He's only 6'1". He's like a damn giant out there.
Okay, so I think it was a man.
See? That's what I'm saying.
And definitely transitioning into a woman. So it wasn't the opposite. So that's probably why he, she, they were able to
play on
the All Girls team, because they're still trying to figure out how to accommodate students and, you know, who are transitioning, because there's so many students in all sports, like all over transitioning. It's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know. Do you think they should come up with like their own leagues?
I ain't touching it.
What do you do?
I'm not touching it.
What do you do in a situation like that? Like, what is your personal thought as a rep?
I ain't touching it. Listen.
But you have to have a comment.
Me being a referee, I've actually reffed this person, right? And I remember I didn't know about it. I showed up at the, you know, at Chip to ref the volleyball game, and it was a playoff game. And when it's a volleyball playoff game, it's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 referees. Gosh. And if it's not a playoff game, it's 2 refs. The head ref was like, hey, just want to let you all know there's a transgender on the team. All right? Don't say anything.
Right.
Keep your comments to yourself. So, I wasn't going to comment.
Well, this is the thing with HIPAA too, right? It's one of those things. It's like, yeah, you have to acknowledge it, but you're supposed to pretend it doesn't exist. And that's with HIPAA.
Yeah.
So going into the sports world, how do other students handle that? And how are they able to communicate what they're going through, being that they're involved with the other player who is injured? Like, what are people saying? I don't really know.
What are people saying?
What are people saying?
Getting crucified on social media.
Right.
Crucified. Put it this way.
Because you're being too aggressive.
So, they? Is that?
I would say
I want to be proper.
Because you don't know what they go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the deal. So I want to be proper. I don't want to be disrespectful. They injured 3 girls in that one game. 16 minutes into the game, they had to forfeit.
Yeah,
because the coach only had so many players.
If you're going to give an elbow jab into the ribs, yeah.
I don't feel it. If I elbow you, Nikki, you don't feel it.
Yeah, of course I'm going to feel it. If I elbow you, you ain't going to feel it because you got abs of steel. I just got flubber. I can keep you warm tonight.
So, I remember one time, friend of mine's, right? He's very, very outspoken. He's a flag football ref.
Okay.
Very, 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 very outspoken. People know him, well known. He made a comment about a man who plays on a women's flag football. Oh. Dominating. Dominates.
Well, of course he's going to dominate, because, first of all, men are created not equal to women, because we have to bear children. So our body parts and our muscles and the way our body is, you know, formed, we would have to work out 10 times harder just to perform like an athlete.
Yeah.
I don't know, Pop being like, I don't know, a man athlete, right? I'm a woman athlete, and then for me to be just like a man, I'm an athlete, but I'm a man. I feel like I would have to work out 10 times harder.
If you were this, all right, let's say you want to play football.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I am going through the transition of being a man.
Okay. So
you're transitioning and you're going to play football with the men.
Okay.
If you want to be on the same playing field as us, it's not just 10, you got to work out 10 times harder because you're still not going to get to
our
level.
Right,
now you got to
take an estrogen, which is removing testosterone.
You got to inject testosterone.
Naturally receiving.
Yeah, you got to inject testosterone.
Testosterone, which is another thing that I'm hearing about this whole masculinity thing. That's another topic about men turning into women.
They got to take estrogen, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying that there's more estrogen in our food.
Yeah.
Because of the hormones that are being processed in the food.
That explains a lot.
That are sprayed on the food.
That explains a lot. Because you know me, I eat a lot. So, and lately, you've been watching movies and TV shows, and I've been getting a little emotional. You know what I mean? I'm getting a little teary-eyed, you know what I mean? But you know what? In all honesty, that just has to do, anything that has to do with death.
Yeah,
It's a trigger for me, you know what I mean? Especially if I'm watching a show or a movie and somebody dies from cancer or some kind of death, and it was a mother, a father, or a brother.
Something that was very relatable.
I'm getting emotional. Same thing with me. Yeah, so. The reason why I don't want to touch it is because I'm a referee and I don't want, like I was saying, my friend who commented about that and said, yo, that's cheating.
It basically is. That's just like saying, why don't we just put a couple of wigs on the men and call them the white chicks?
You ever see? One of my favorite movies. You ever see the old school movie with Rodney Dangerfield called Ladybugs?
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Remember the soccer player? It was either his nephew or his stepson or whatever to put on a wig
and his daughter because he was trying to be on the team.
Now, little disclaimer, I'm not saying that's what these people are doing. I'm not saying that.
I know, we're not saying
that. So, my friend, when he made a comment and said, yo, that's cheating, you're still a man, you have your testosterone. Yo, he was banned. Before he was even banned off the page, everybody came for him. LGBTQ came for him. Ripped him apart.
Well, this is another thing, okay? Gays and lesbians who are not trans don't accept the trans community. Because of so many different things that I've heard people talk about. So I believe that they were on top of him too. Because, they're just not accepted, number one, because it's like a mutant.
Yeah, true. Like, I've seen that.
If you're a woman and you want to be with women, why do you want to turn into a man to be with a woman? If you're accepting that you're a lesbian, right? Wouldn't you want to be the lesbian that you are and fully embrace yourself? And, that's why they got the studs and the lipstick lesbians.
Yep. I'm taking any touching it.
All right. Well, you brought it up. So
I didn't bring it up because I wanted your take on that. And I want, people to go on the page and
tell me what your opinion is. Here's my take on that. My take on that is, I think with the,
It's not fair. Is that what you're saying?
It's hard to say. I don't want to say it's not fair. I really don't, because each individual is different. Maybe there's a guy who's transitioning out there to be a woman and, plays a different sport and isn't as aggressive. So I don't want to say that every, person is kind of should be lumped together, because there's so many different variations of trans out there and people in all different types of sports. But I think in high school, It's one of those things where they want people to play, and then they also don't want to step on the toes of other people and have lawsuits, like parents coming in and saying...
That's what it comes down to.
That's the reason why they're allowed to play on the team, because it all comes down to fear. Fear of the parents, fear of society, just plain out fear.
And I didn't tell you this. Because of this person injuring three girls, and the coach had to forfeit because the coach was like, I only have so many girls, like, you injured three of my girls. Yeah. We can't continue on this game. You hurt another one of my girls. We're done for the season. So they forfeited. Because of that, they were supposed to play Lynn English or Lynn Classical. It was one of those. I think it was Lynn Classical or Lynn, I don't know, whatever.
Probably Lynn Classical.
Game was forfeited because of all the death threats.
What?
That person was getting.
Well, that's fortunate. That person didn't deserve a death threat. They should have been there. There should be consequences to what that child did to other children, being overly aggressive on the, you know, while they're playing. And I think that's for anybody on any team, right? If you're literally injuring other people, there should be consequences.
It also depends on how you injure
death them. Death threats is like, come on.
Death threats is a little
come
much.
Come on.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a sport. Kids are going to get hurt regardless. There's going to be an elbow. There's going to be something. A rolled fucking ankle. A jabbed finger. It happens. It's called sports, people.
Yep. So it definitely was unfortunate. But We're going to move on. So here's the next one I wanted to get your
take on. So you want to hear my...
It's going to be quick. So I was reading on the way here from the gym. I'd be reading
news. Jeff Reeves, guys.
Big time. All I do is read.
I didn't believe that was true. But then again, with all the freaking stuff he has around here and all the instruction manuals he must have to read, I believe it.
Oh, I read heavy. And I read everything and anything. Instruction manuals. That's one thing I don't read. I don't really read instruction manuals. I'm more of a like, yo, let me figure it out myself. All right, so this woman, right, was working at a restaurant. She goes in to work the dinner shift.
Okay.
But she had Crocs on.
Okay, well, Crocs are against policy unless they are...
So they told her.
Kitchen safe.
Yeah, so they told her.
Swear, make kitchen safe shoes.
Yeah, but...
My daughter owns a pair. When she worked in the kitchen, I had to buy them for her.
But here's the thing. It was like kind of like a scale restaurant somewhat. So she was dressed properly. Top, she wore a skirt. And the top, everything was good. The Crocs, the manager or whoever was like, no, you can't work the dinner shift. Go home and... change. But she was so distraught or whatever, she went home and didn't come back.
So she lost her job.
So, well, it didn't say anything about her losing her job. It just said that her colleagues were angry at her, like, for the fact that she didn't come back. And the manager said, it wasn't about you. You made it about you. You should have gone home, changed.
Yeah, it wasn't about you. It's about the team and the uniform and the whole purpose for the uniform being, you know, that important, especially in the business industry, you know, the kitchen industry. What if something falls on, you know, falls off a plate or... I just feel like the reason there's kitchen safe shoes is for reasons like non-slip and maybe something hot spilling or a fork or a knife.
Now, you're saying kitchen safe.
Goes right through your crock hole.
But you're saying kitchen safe, right? Now...
Yeah.
Somebody wears Crocs now. Kitchen safe, that's more of like you work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You're cooking
or whatever. In the kitchen industry, whether you're a cook or not.
This person's a waitress.
Yeah, you still have to wear non-slip safe.
Oh, no, I agree with that. My thing is, if I go to a Cheesecake Factory, right, or Ruth Chris.
Yeah, you're going to see them wearing black sneakers.
I'm going to see them wearing something nice. If a waitress comes over to me.
You're
going to
see them wearing black sneakers, and 90% of the time you don't even know that they're safe. Kitchen
but
safe.
They're sneakers, right? Now, if a waitress comes to me and she's dressed properly, and I look down, she got Crocs. I'm not taking her serious. You know what I mean? I'm not taking her serious. First of all, Crocs are ugly.
Hold on.
Crocs are ugly.
What if she had on the Balenciaga Crocs?
Crocs are ugly.
What if she had on the Louis Vuitton Crocs?
Crocs are ugly.
What if she had on...
Easy Crocs.
Well, he didn't make any sense.
Crocs are ugly, point blank, period. Point blank, period. Nurses wear it, and I'm just like, I get it. You're on your feet. They're ugly.
Nurses are not supposed to wear them either.
Well, I see them. I see them.
But they're not supposed to.
Well.
The reason being is because they have holes in them, which means if a needle was to fall and you get pricked with that needle, guess what?
You got the Ebola virus.
If something hot falls and that goes in your shoe, or what happens if you're wiping booty and feces falls? It's all in your shoe.
Listen, at the end of the day,
you're not supposed to wear the Crocs.
You're not supposed to wear the Crocs.
Aren't Crocs made only for like outside fun? Like summertime fun, camping fun,
chilling and all that stuff. Yeah,
being really.
People say it all the time. People say, "Oh, they're so comfortable,"
and it's turned.
They're not comfortable to me.
I've never worn Crocs. I don't own a pair, and I've never tried a pair on.
But I did.
My 11-year-old. I have to fight with her because she needs an upgraded pair of Crocs right now. Because it's like I have to buy them every couple of months.
What color are they?
Well, right now they're pink.
Okay. See, the problem is you get, like, I see a lot of girls, they wear white Crocs. And it's like, yo, you're going to need a new pair. Because if you wear it every day white, you know, white gets dirty easily and quickly.
So, yeah.
And pink.
So plastic, like jelly shoes, yeah, they don't get dirty. It's... different.
What I say with all that is, it wasn't about you. You definitely should have gone. She should have gone home.
No, she should have gone home and changed. Or if she was too ashamed to say she didn't have anything else or money to buy a pair, you gotta say that.
Which I don't believe that's the case because you're working in the restaurant industry.
You don't know. Restaurant industry doesn't make that much money. You don't know her circumstances. She probably didn't come home. Back to work because she just didn't have.
She said she was distraught.
Well, embarrassed, maybe.
I mean, distraught, embarrassed.
I would say embarrassed.
Probably was embarrassed because, yeah, you know, in front of your colleagues.
Work at a 5-star restaurant.
And wearing Crocs.
I
mean, like,
you should.
Here's what I say about the it's not, you know, when I say it wasn't about her. I remember it was my brother's bachelor party. But, it, you know, his bachelor party was just at Daryl's Kitchen and Bar, which is like a nice spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is. They have like live music. Yeah, it is small. It is small. It is.
But you know who owns Daryl's?
Daryl does. I don't even know who Daryl is. I'm just who owns it?
Okay. Well, have you heard of the restaurant that opened up last year in Seaport, Grace Pinea, I believe it is. She's the one that owns Daryl's.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I went there, right? And they wouldn't let me in. Guy was like, you can't wear those. I had on like black Jordans.
Yeah, because it's a jazz spot.
Yeah.
They want you upscale.
And I was like, yo, they're black Jordans. I mean, they actually look nice when I'm wearing them. You know what I mean? College shirt. You know what I mean? Dress pants, but you know.
Yeah.
He was like, you can't wear them. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to make a fuss about it. I drove a half hour there. I drove half an hour back home, put on dress shoes, and I drove a half hour back. So that's a total of an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because it wasn't about me.
Right.
It was about my brother and his, and celebrating that he's getting married, his bachelor party. So, you know, I did it for him. Like, all right, cool. Let me go. I'm going to change. You know what I mean? And that's what I did. I had on.
I just basically changed.
And it wasn't about me. So I wasn't like, oh, I'm so distraught. I'm going to go home. And like, yo, coughing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some of y'all women, y'all way too soft. Coughing up.
What do you mean? We are as tough as they come. What are you talking about?
Stop playing with me, yo. Anyways. All right. Listen. Yeah, all right. And keep and go on Facebook and be like, yo, we have Nikki hasn't been on there in like 2 weeks. What happened? Like, yo, Jeff put her in a headlock.
It was Jeff who buried me.
Jeff put her in a headlock. Nice. That's not that buried you. Okay. It's bad happens to you. They're coming right to me.
My daughter will tell.
All right. So the topic at hand is soulmates.
Soulmates, y'all. We're about to talk about soulmates. Not soul food, not soul train.
Soulmates. What is a soulmate to you?
Well, growing up, I always thought a soulmate was just one person that you find in life or may not find you. You may or may not find them. That you're supposed to love and be married and have kids and blah, 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 blah. And then you grow up and you learn that everything in life has purpose and meaning, and how you walk your path of life. There are multitudes of people that are supposed to connect with you in your path of life to get you to wherever it is you're supposed to go before you die, right? And those are called soulmates. So I probably met 10 soulmates in my life already.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Probably one relationship that I could definitely say was a soulmate. Because that person gave me multiple life lessons. And then I've had lots of other soulmates in my life that I feel are friendships. People that entered my life to, you know, bring me under their wing. You know, it's just kind of one of those things. That once I learned a soulmate isn't necessarily somebody I'm gonna, you know, marry and die in bed with, holding hands and go to heaven. Yeah.
So you said that you don't.
So I don't.
That's not what a soulmate is
to you. That's not what a soulmate is to me anymore. No. I feel like you're also a soulmate of mine.
Oh, friendship.
Well, let's see, Jeff. When I met you, I didn't even know who you were, but I knew who you were. You got in my car. I took your ass to work. And that's how we kind of met each other. Finding out that, you know, well, you found out that I knew that you was dating my cousin.
Yeah.
And then the rest has been history. We've popped in and out of each other's lives since then. Years in, years out, years in, years out.
And then it's been just years in.
Well, yeah, I mean, because as an adult, you have to work, you know, to stay connected with people that you want to stay connected to.
So I think soulmate is the same thing as a life partner.
So you believe it's only a partnership, not a friendship, not a teacher, counselor, or someone along the way that was supposed to be placed there to help you?
No. I think a soulmate is someone that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, relationship.
Okay.
Right, your life partner.
So what do you want to talk about regarding soulmates?
Because you had said something interesting, and you know, you just covered it already, because you were like, hey, soulmate just isn't somebody you're going to fall in love with, get married, and spend the rest of your life with. Mm-hmm. And you pretty much just said it right now. Soulmate is a whole bunch of other of different things. Friendship, a counselor, teacher, somebody who's put there, you know, to help you. Now, what if, you know, you say a counselor. So what if you're seeing that counselor? You see that counselor for 10 years, but then after 10 years, that counselor is gone. How is that? How is that counselor your soulmate?
I mean, I don't mean like a counselor such as like a therapist or something.
Or a teacher.
Sold you on the way. the way in life. You know, somebody that did something real extreme to help you, almost like a miracle.
That's interesting. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Right?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the first time I've ever heard that. First time I've ever heard it. I've always, you know, I still do believe your soulmate is someone you give your heart to. You give your heart to, you give, you know, everything to. You want to grow old with this person. You want to spend, you know, the rest of life.
And there's no life lessons. You don't think there's life lessons to be learned from that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely life lessons.
So what do you think of a twin flame when you hear the word twin flame?
You know, I don't know. I hear it all the time, but I'm like, what the heck is a twin flame? And with me, I'm always looking stuff up. So I'm surprised I never looked that up.
I'm surprised, yeah.
You know, but I haven't really heard it in a long time.
So it's a soulmate. It's supposed to be a soulmate of someone that mirrors you in ways that irritate you. So that they...
Somebody who's just like you. Pretty much. Somewhat.
Sort of. Right? Sort of. Not quite, but sort of. I guess the point of them being in your life and having a twin flame is being able to see those flaws in the other person, in yourself, and you're both supposed to grow and fix them together. You know, you're supposed to have growth together and kind of work through those things together.
And I feel, and that's what I feel now with, you know, with my relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I see, you know, we see things in each other. I mean, we haven't gone through a lot. We've gone through, you know, some things, but we're battling through it. One of them was seeing each other more often.
Yeah.
Being together more often, not going so long of not seeing each other and making each other a priority in each other's lives.
Yeah, because that can, I know for me, if I'm talking to somebody and I'm trying to get to know them and there's 5 days that go by and I can't even get in touch with you, I'm done with you. I'm literally done with you. Like, that's it. I've checked you off. I have.
How long?
There has to be a purpose for me to keep talking to you.
How long? Did you say like?
After 5 days.
After five days of not hearing? That's wild.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes 5 days, like
that, you would be surprised on how many people think that that's okay and that they can do that. Yeah,
I'm not even saying hi to a text.
Not even saying good morning.
No, that's definitely
replying to a text.
He or she has already written you off.
Yeah,
you can go 5 days doing that. You've already written that person off. Like I even say going 1 day is bad.
24 hours.
Yeah.
But hold on, wait.
I do say, and I've said this many times, 24 hours is bad, but it's bound to happen.
Things happen in life, right? Things really do. So I would give 48 hours. I would give 48 hours. Even if I'm upset about those 48 hours, and you tell me why I didn't hear from you in those 48 hours, and it makes sense, and it's something that I could probably, what if I went through that?
Yeah.
I would have to sit my ass down and be like, okay, you know.
Because I was in the hospital, they were locked up.
Give this person a break, you know, all right, second chance, okay. Because then I think about me and the times that things can't go the way we plan because of my kid and, you know, my fact that I have to be a parent and the fact that I got things going on. And sometimes my week can be so crazy, I don't even remember people's birthdays. Give me a chance here. My goodness. One year wouldn't hurt you.
Not one year ain't gonna hurt me. It ain't gonna hurt me, but we have a partnership here.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? So there's been other times we're getting off track a little bit here, but there's been other times I've sent you things and I'm like, yo, you didn't see that? Oh, I'm sorry, I've been busy. I went to New York. I'm like, yo, you always got something.
Because I'm living a full life, Jeff. I'm a mom. What's and beautiful life mean? Even though I might be unemployed in the tax, you know, the tax world, you know, by Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam sees me as fully unemployed right now. Yeah, screw Uncle Sam.
Right.
But yeah, I work. I do things. I get busy. I really do get busy. And then I have days where I shut my door and I shut my eyes and I don't leave my bedroom.
It's called depression.
Yeah, and I'm fighting that too.
Well, now that I know that, now that you're telling me that now.
Well, I guess now, I'm now telling the world.
I guess now if I don't hear from you, I'm going to be, she's depressed.
Yeah, there are days where that happens.
Let me go check on it. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to say I need to go check because you live in Lynn. Right.
You're not supposed to tell people where I live. Don't tell people where I live.
You know how big Lynn is?
Yeah, somebody can see me.
If somebody sees you in Lynn, you know. They kind of, hey, I see her in Lynn. She must live in Lynn.
Don't go looking for me. Don't go
Yeah, all your male groupies.
You know what? It's so weird when you say male groupies. I do have them.
Nah, she admits it. She admits it.
I definitely.
Oh, happy days.
It's frustrating, though, because I just want to be loved, Jeff. I just want to be loved.
Okay, so if you just want to be loved, what is up with all the men? How come, you know, you have all these guys trying to get with you? Why would you say you're still single?
Well, you want to know why I'm still single? You know, because of the guys that are trying to get with me.
Are busters?
They're not trying to be with me for me. Like, they're not trying to be with me.
They're trying to see what secret Victoria is keeping, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're trying to see what that thing do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have to just keep weeding them out until you, I guess, find that one. Just keep weeding them out.
Hey, you know, I'm not blocking love. I have, you know, I have an open heart and an open mind.
So
it's got to come correct.
So, you know, going back to the, you know, the soulmate thing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's why, you know, with the whole, you know, seeing each other, you know what I mean?
The effort.
You know, she lives. She lives a little bit of a distance. I'm not telling you where she lives.
Oh, but where does she, like, from here? Is it 45 minutes? Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours? An hour and a half? Like, what's the distance of where she lives from you?
Driving? Damn. I want to say, like, an hour?
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is it an hour?
I have friends that live an hour away. It's tough because you have your things, they have their things, and then trying to make time together and they're an hour away. It's tough because one person's always going to have to do more than the other.
True. And, but what I will say is when it became an issue of like, listen, we can't go days and weeks and stuff not seeing each other. Instead of just folding and just closing up shop, like, all right, you know what, this ain't gonna work. That's it. Boom. We work on it.
Yeah, and that's good. And because you care about each other.
And we're still working.
I haven't found anybody I care enough about to do that. Or anyone that cares enough about me to do that. So.
Well, you know, you've also said you haven't met him because there's been guys who are just trying to, trying to see if Victoria's Secret's pink. Is it really pink? If you know what I mean.
You'll never know.
If you build it,
they won't come.
Oh my God. So that was, you know, so that was my whole thing with the soulmate. So now, I remember telling, so I had said, a friend of mine said this too, about the soulmate thing. A friend of mine was like, you know, his girlfriend had asked him, like, am I your soulmate? And
it's a bad question.
Yeah, I know. So he was telling me, you know, we have, you know, it's this group chat that we have with like the fellas.
Yeah.
And he said that he told her, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's an honest question. That's a good answer.
That's a good answer, right?
That's such an honest answer.
And I said, yo, you know what? And he said that he told her, like, he elaborated, like, listen, I don't know. We've only been together a few months. You know what I'm saying? So time will tell.
Yeah.
And then she got just all upset about it because she said, well, I wasn't expecting that answer because you're my soulmate. I believe you're my soulmate. And I said, yo, do not allow her to make you. Don't let her gaslight
you. Yeah, don't fall into that.
Don't make her make you feel bad because you gave an honest answer. Because at the end of the day, she, like all women say, be honest, keep it real.
Yeah, but
then sometimes when you're honest, you keep it real.
They don't want you to keep it real. They want you to sugarcoat what you're trying to say so that they don't feel bad.
And I said to him, bro, I've been there.
I like my feelings to be hurt. I want my feelings to be hurt because I want to be able to take that and be able to, especially if it's something that's going to help me, right, personally. Like if you're giving me some criticism about myself, you know, whether it's fucked up or not, and my friends know this, like there's no sugarcoating. Nikki, you're not gonna like what I'm about to say, Nikki, but I'm about to tell you anyway.
Yeah. And that's one thing.
Give it to me.
That's definitely something.
And then that's when you take it, and what you do with it is up to you. You know.
Yeah, and that's definitely something about me is I'll never sugarcoat anything. Yeah, I won't beat around the bush. And I won't. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear.
I can't handle that.
I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And I've been in that same situation. And I told him, bro, take it from me. I've been through that same situation where I was asked, you know, am I your soulmate? And I told her, I don't know if you're my soulmate. You know, we have to. We gotta get, you know, some more experience. We gotta be together a little bit longer. We gotta go through
some deep shit and come out of it to decide whether or not that's the truth.
Because yes.
So far, the only person that I've really been able to say, I can't say that. There's two. I can definitely say I've had two soulmates in my love life.
Two of them.
If the first one didn't write me off, the second one wouldn't have been into play. So they were both life lessons for me. However, certain things that I had to go through, and I had to go through it for a long time. And things that you see synchronizing, you know, synchronicities and things that you're just like, oh, is that a coincidence? No, I don't think it's a coincidence because then how, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I do. I mean, I definitely understand. So, I get it.
Yeah. But I would say I only had two men that I was with for a really long time. That I could say potentially could have been. Everyone else is just trial and error.
I've said that. I've said, man, all the past relationships were trial and error to prepare me for the relationship that I am in now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. All that other stuff, that was practice.
I'm still waiting for my person. I'm sure my person will come.
Yeah, absolutely.
I deserve to be loved the way I love people. And so far, I have not been able to receive the love from another man the way that I love. So I know that that's coming. And that's probably my true soulmate. I think if these two happen to be soulmate lovers in my life from my past, they would definitely set in my path to be where I am today.
I agree. Did you ever think? Was your soulmate?
Aurora's dad? He's definitely the one person that I was just talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what went wrong.
He went through way too many things. And
but obviously, I didn't come out. I didn't come out of it.
No, because this is the lesson. The lesson was for me to see that I am worthy of more than what I'm receiving. That was my lesson.
Yeah. You know what? I think you haven't really told me a lot about you and her dad. You've told me something. So I say, being, you know, having been in that relationship with him prepared you for the relationship that you do get into next. And that's going to be your person.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
That's going to be your
person. I agree with that because my EQ is a lot higher these days.
Your what Q?
My EQ.
Which is?
Emotional intelligence.
Oh, okay. It's a lot higher.
I've been working on it.
Good for you. Meaning what? That you don't get as emotional.
So the little things won't be a problem.
Good.
You know, as much. I think my communication, where I wasn't able to hold proper communication within a relationship during downtime, like arguments and things like that, I can do that now. Co-parenting has gotten a lot better. I don't know. There's a lot of lessons. I don't want to get into detail.
Can I get along?
There's a lot of lessons.
Can I get along, though?
I think I have purposely not been around him to feel those feelings. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, can we get along? Yes. Does he irritate me? Yes. Like, I'm sure I do the same. Do you know when you're like just so over someone, just like your presence gives you anxiety?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Right.
Like, we can be in the same room, we can be civil, we can, you know, coexist. We have done it, family members, we do it all the time for holidays, birthdays, you know, we have to.
How you doing? Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. For the sake of
your daughter. Yeah, of course. And she calls me out. She definitely calls me out when I'm, you know, not saying the right things or doing the right things.
Did she call him out? Did she call him out?
I don't know, but I know she calls me out. I don't know if she calls him out. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
I would say let's ask her, but like, nah.
But then again, I feel like I have more people around me that can relate to certain situations that want to come up and talk negatively. And I have to kind of shut those down nowadays. Before, I used to just be like, oh yeah, let's just add flame to the fire.
Yeah.
Now I kind of have to shut those things down. So my daughter has definitely helped me with that. You know, showing me that she doesn't like it and that it's not right. And she's right, you know, because if he doesn't do it with his friends about me, you know, then why should I be talking bad about her dad?
Very true. Very true.
And I definitely did do that back then.
Yeah, wait. You were young.
No, I don't know how much younger I was, but
like I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the whole bad mouth the mother, father of your child, like they shouldn't be doing that. But that's a whole other topic.
Also, to my kid, not to my kid, but
no, not to your kid, even to your friends.
Well, because people have conversations about a specific thing and a specific person, and then that comes up because it's always like a filler. You know what I mean? It's always like that has happened to me too, and I just have to kind of sit back and be like, that's it, and leave it at that. Before I would go into detail. Now it's more like, okay, that happened to me too.
Yeah, that you can do.
I'm going to sit back and
if you wanna,
just not say anything.
Yeah, if you want to tell a person, like, I've been through that with my daughter's father, and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Once you go into details, it's like, yo, come on, you're crossing the line.
Right. I was the cross the line baby mama that hurt the feelings, that something always got back to him, and he would know and come to me and have a bone to pick with me, and then I would have to get defensive. But I don't do that anymore because it's like, now I know better.
Yeah, it's corny.
I gotta do better.
Yeah, it's corny. It's corny. You know, that. But, you know, that's... We'll make that a topic for another, because I have a lot to say about that. So, anyways, with that being said, thanks for, thanks for joining in, everyone, with another episode. And hope to see y'all next week. Let me know. Go on the Facebook page and, share what y'all did for Valentine's Day. Share what y'all did for Valentine's Day. Share, like, what did he or she do? What did he or she buy you? How your Valentine was.
Or if you didn't get anything.
Or if you didn't get anything, just say, I didn't get anything. You know what I mean? And whatever.
Talk about your experience and where maybe you're single and you had a Galentine's. Listen, we had a whole episode prepared for Valentine's Day, but unfortunately, when we were uploading the episode, it just did not work out correctly. And we could not get together in time to redo it. So we'll try to get to that.
Oh, we can always go back. Yeah, we can always go back and do it.
It's just a day of love.
Exactly.
We can always talk about love.
It don't have to be on Valentine's Day.
But right? it wasn't like we had the conversation on Valentine's yet.
No, it was a week before.
It was the week before, but it would have been very cool because we had a really good topic to talk about. And we did have fun that day when we were talking.
Yeah, we did. So.
And now you guys can't hear any of it because it's gone.
We'll do it again. Don't worry about it. Y'all hear it. So
engage, ask questions, all the good things that we want you to keep doing.
And if you have particular topics you want to talk about, that you want us to talk about, or if you want to come on and talk about it too,
you can come on. I have a cousin who's in Colorado. I think she's in Colorado, and she definitely listens and wants to be on one of our shows. So
okay,
we'll have to have her on one of our shows. So she is in the cannabis industry, and she actually wants to know if she can do a little Q&R for that.
Okay.
Kind of let people know,
I'm with it.
The good, the bad, and what to stay away from in the cannabis industry.
She can do that. I'm cool with that.
It's like everywhere in our face now.
She can do that as long as she brings me one of those cannabis like oils for pain. You know what I'm talking about? I've gone to dispensaries.
About like CBD
oils or something like that. Yo, you hook me up with that.
I have some of her. She has her own brand called Cucina Medicina.
Come hook me up.
So
I'll get up.
I'll have to get you one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And she can come on and do her thing. You know what I mean? So.
So, Stasha, we're going to have you on, girl.
That's right, Stasha.
Phone call and that text message so that we can get a good podcast done, which you want it. I know you don't got to fly all the way out here to be
with. No, you don't. We could go, we could do it over the phone.
Yeah,
we'll do it. We're good. So, everybody, have a good night. Till next week.
Till next week.
Peace.
Peace.